Any other questions of Margot? That was my question, and just was just answered. Okay, thank you very much. Are there any other questions of Melinda? If not, what is the wish of the committee?
Well, the question would be to, Chairman.
Yes.
To address Ms. Knut's concerns about protocol. Is there another word that would mean, that would be a more usual term that the Department of Law would, a system would, I mean, is this what the sponsor means? We want a system in place. Does protocol complicate things?
It seems to me that we've kind of got a two-layered situation here. I interpret the same way the Department of Law did this language, that it is mandatory. Mm-hmm. So in terms of CS that's essentially changing the mandatory language, we've changed the language from mandatory A to mandatory B, in my estimation. So I think that's the first question. Are we comfortable with mandatory or not mandatory? Representative Green.
You were at the meeting, Mr. Chairman, and so was the representative from law. And if this is not what was agreed to at that meeting, if protocol, which was a word that was used frequently at that meeting, is not appropriate, it seems that that would have been the time that the Department of Law would have mentioned we maybe need a different word. So I would suggest, as has been suggested by Mr. Bundy, that Representative Bundy, that if there be a better word than protocol, the intent certainly was expressed over and over and over again at these last two meetings. So I don't think that's the issue. And if shall on lines 4 and 5 of page 2 need to be changed to may, so that what we're trying to do with this amendment is, as I said, take a giant step backwards from what the school systems have repeatedly told you they need, and say, all right, what we will do is just make sure that the lack of a better word at this time, protocol, is established, that these agencies may notify the schools. If that's that important, if there's still this concern of legality, then I would certainly entertain a friendly amendment to this proposal, because I still think that what we're beginning to see unravel again is the intent by which everybody seemed to agree at one time, and now, just a week later, starting to unravel. A month from now, it'll unravel even more, and that's why I am pushing so hard to establish this as law, to be sure that we get accomplished this avenue. Now, we're not mandating, and I apologize for using shall in there. May would be a better word there on 5 and 6, but that we mandate that there will be an avenue of communication established. We will break the walls of these boxes down, and the word trust was used in that meeting, and yes, I do trust, and I would hope that the trust goes both ways, and so therefore I would suggest that perhaps in this new amendment that Department of Law give us a different word for protocol if that's unacceptable, and that we use may for shall in lines 4 and 5 of page 2.
I think there's a shell on line 14.
No, that shall establish the protocol. I think that's mandatory.
Line 14, it's shall notify.
Okay, may.
Yeah, last of the first case.
Could I ask that we take a very, very brief at ease in place? I'd like to ask. With permission of the committee, it seems to me that what we're seeking is a combination between the language in this CS and the language on this proposal from the Department of Law that we just got this afternoon. I feel uncomfortable trying to come up with a word for protocol and slip it in here where we're really changing things, and all of these shells could be may, they could be shoulds, and I'd like to research that a bit. With permission of the sponsor, what I'd like to do is hold this over, since we are on you, what the heck. Let's do it right, and my commitment that we'll get it back on Friday and get it out. If that's agreeable, that's what we'll do. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to be losing one member, two members at 3 o'clock, and I've got a 3 o'clock myself. Well, we're going to self-destruct at 3 o'clock. Could we start the hearing on HB 199 at least?
For your pleasure, Chairman, I can
Were you anticipating more testimony than just yourself?
I suspect so. There's quite a few.
Okay, all right. Well, to the sponsor of the next two bills and those people who were otherwise waiting to testify, so that the bills receive the continuity that they deserve, I think we'll postpone and just slide this calendar to Friday and we'll try to deal with it as much as we can on Friday. I believe that there will be no labor and commerce or anything else.
Mr. Chairman,
on Friday, so we might be able to go longer than 3 o'clock.
Is there anybody here that's going to be testifying on this bill?
This bill.
The 199 that will not be able to make it Friday.
Good point.
Hello.
See not. So we will then just stand at ease until Friday to continue this calendar.
Thank you, sir.
We gotcha.
Gruesome experience.
That was
huge.
Slash huge.
I think Jeff.